The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to join me today. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and for more than 100 years, the Omaha Women's Center for Advancement, or the WCA, has served the critical needs of anyone in Omaha who is or who has experienced and survived domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, or human trafficking. With me is the president and CEO of the WCA, Jeanette Taylor. Jeanette, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Can you kind of give us a 5,000-foot view of the width of resources that you bring to bear?
Oh, sure. Lots of our clients that come in, they need help with domestic violence. They're experiencing that in their life, and we quickly connect them to advocates who sort of advocate for them through the court system. They meet them at hospitals, and then they connect them with our self-sufficiency advocates so that they can sort of start their new lives over. We do provide advocacy for domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. We help individuals who are experiencing stalking. And our organization, it is one of the larger domestic violence organizations in the state of Nebraska. We are one of the rare organizations that has our own legal team. So our attorneys here will help clients with issues related to child custody, protection orders, getting divorces handled, and things of that nature. Last year, we recently started a housing program, and that's helped us to house individuals who've experienced domestic violence who are essentially just trying to start over. And we're able to provide them rental support in their new place and then also work with them for a year to get them other resources to become self-sufficient.
The numbers on domestic violence and sexual trafficking are staggering and disappointing as a species. However, with this pandemic, there were many more calls to your hotlines than there had been in the past, a 40% increase from this time last year. How is your organization handling that increase?
You're absolutely right about that. We saw an increase of about 40% with the calls coming in. And we've leaned in and addressed this issue head on. We've had to hire new staff. We've had to strengthen partnerships. We have a great partnership with Match, where they're helping us find housing for some of the individuals who are coming in for help. The issue is mainly that when the pandemic hit, there was this mass exodus of the workforce where people were laid off or furloughed due to just the mandated quarantines. So people lost income right away, and that caused individuals to struggle when it came to basic needs, paying rent, buying food and groceries, paying utilities. So we've seen an increase across the board in all of those areas. And what we've done, in addition to hiring staff, we were able to partner with the Schuller Foundation. They've done food pantries with our clients. They had a drive-through pantry in our parking lot here a couple of weeks ago. And last month they did another pantry out at the farmer's market at Exarvin. So we've just been trying to find other resources to help meet all of the increasing needs of our clients.
WCAOmaha.org is the website to go to. Friday, October 15th, it's the Partners Guild fundraiser that happens annually. Can you talk about this event and the many things that are happening there for people to have a little fun while they're also helping out a great cause?
No, absolutely. So every year the WCA has two fundraisers. We do our Tribute to Women event in the spring, and then every October during Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we have a fundraiser. This year, the event is called Remix. It's the first year having this type of event, and it is Roaring Twenties themed. So we are expecting everyone to show up in flappers and cool outfits. The event is put on by the WCA's Partners Guild. And this is a fundraiser to help with the costs that are not typically covered by grant funding or foundation funds. So a lot of times when a client comes in and they're seeking support from a domestic violence situation or sexual assault, we have funds to help with their immediate needs. But as we go on working with them, there are other costs that may not be covered by those funding sources. So the funding that we get from this event is unrestricted, and it helps us to provide just for a plethora of needs for our clients and the survivors that come to the WCA. It's a really cool event. It's a great way to network and also to find out more about the mission of the WCA, the work that we're doing. And it's a great time to have a party. We've all been sort of at cabin fever with COVID. The event will be at Champions Run. So a large portion of the event will be outside, and then we will be inside for the program portion of the event. It is recommended that folks who are not vaccinated wear masks, but the event itself is pretty spacious, so it's going to be a safe and fun event for all of us.
Well, certainly a way to mark October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month is to get involved, have a little fun, and help out an organization that is helping women who need help at a very, very critical time in their lives. WCAOmaha.org is the place to go for any information on this. The president and CEO of Omaha's Women's Center for Advancement is Jeanette Taylor, and she's been my guest today. Thank you so kindly for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Mike.